Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Chloe and Airy with your 8 a.m. Zlines.
In local news, data from the Queensland Health shows an unusual late season uptick in influenza, despite Queensland's free flu vaccine program wrapping up on September 30th. Experts say that this peak may continue to rise, which could lead to more people getting sick as immunities wane after getting vaccinated at the beginning of flu season. More than 20,800 influenza cases have been reported this year, which is 69% lower than the confirmed cases at the same time last year. However, Queensland Health said that they received a 27% increase in reported influenza cases last week. This also follows a 44% jump in cases from the previous week. Experts are urging Queenslanders to get vaccinated before the free flu vaccination program concludes at the end of the month.
A fire has ripped through a landmark pub on the Warrego Highway at Haigsley, west of Ipswich, called the Sundowner Saloon. The bright pink club on the main highway between Brisbane and Toowoomba was left with significant damage and had a partially collapsed roof after a fire broke out at 8:30 a.m. A worker who attempted to fight the fire before the emergency crews arrived has been treated for smoke inhalation. The Queensland Fire Department acting inspector said carpets and poker machines contributed to the fire load, with 6 fire vehicles and 2 specialist vehicles attending the scene. The cause of the fire is yet to be established.
In national news, Defence Minister Richard Marles has recently visited the United States to strengthen Australia's ties to the American military. After meeting with America's Secretary of Defence, Pete Sigseth, parties announced military presence will grow in Australia. This decision was reached given America's dwindling alliances in Europe and attacks on its military bases in the Middle East. This, as well as China flexing its Indo-Pacific presence at the Pacific Island Forum, attended by Anthony Albanese, aiming to reduce democracy in Taiwan, a significant trading partner of America. Along with U.S. troops being sent to Australia's bases, a base near Perth will carry American-manned nuclear power submarines, a product of the AUKUS alliance. In areas such as logistics, cooperation in respective air forces, cyberspace, we are looking for these opportunities, says Marles.
Last night, a Sydney professor was awarded the Eureka Prize for Scientific Research for her work on a cancer vaccine that used mRNA technology. Professor Georgina Long led a large-scale trial into a vaccine being developed by Moderna and Mack. These vaccines will prevent melanoma recurrence after a tumor removal and are made based on the make of an individual's cancer cells. In late August, Moderna and Mack stated the trials created significant improvements in high-risk patients. After 24 hours of this announcement, Moderna's market value grew by $62 billion. Professor Long said, "You think of the worst cancers now, pancreatic cancer and glioblastoma, melanoma was worse than those two. Nothing worked. Chemotherapy did nothing." So, according to Professor Long, it is a moon landing moment.
In international news, 2 more Australians have been confirmed safe in the Nepal-Tibet flood disaster, bringing the Australians missing persons total to 38. In addition to this, a 15-person Australia Disaster Assistance Response Team is expected to arrive in Kathmandu later today. A further 7 AFP Disaster Victim Identification Specialists are due to arrive on Saturday morning. Our thoughts and hearts are with those both involved in the rescue and those who have been impacted by the disaster.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 20 degrees with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 8, which is in the very high band.
That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on social media or head to 4zzzz.org.au.